Next, Dominic Ford has been looking to the moon.
Well, this is a paper that I spotted in the Journal of Geophysical Research, which analyses data from the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. And what it does is to show the connections between the topology of the surface of the moon with the history of the meteor impacts on the moon and the geological process that has then gone on to shape those craters. Now, it's quite a well-established idea that you can look at craters in order to date how old a piece of surface of a planet is, because the model is that new rock is formed from volcanoes, and as the rock solidifies, it forms a flat surface, and then meteors will come in and impact that surface. And because small meteors are much more frequent than larger meteors, you'll first of all get sort of small pot marks across the surface. And then as it becomes really very old, you'll start to have larger impacts and larger craters on that surface. But the problem with simply looking at craters is that that's quite subjective, because most of the craters are really small things that you can hardly see. And so when does a bump become a crater? So the technique used in this paper is to look at points separated by, let's say, a mile, and to say what is the average difference in height between points on the moon a mile apart. And if you've got a large crater, you have a large difference in height. But if you've only got small craters, those will average out and you have quite small height differences over distances of a mile. And you can then repeat this with different lengths of ruler and see how much structure there is on the moon on different kinds of length scales. And they've actually produced colour maps of the structure of the moon on these different scales. And they're really fascinating to look at. They're really quite visually compelling. That I think the conclusions that you can draw from this are probably not that surprising, in that the lunar seas are quite young, they're quite flat, well, that's fairly clear. And the lunar highlands, we know, are much older structures with many more craters. But what was perhaps really surprising was quite how rough the lunar highlands are. They've got craters on all different scales, and they're almost a fractal, so that if you look very close in, you see as many craters as you see if you look much further out at these highlands. And that suggests there really has been no weathering of those craters at all, and the surface is completely saturated with craters. So you couldn't actually create more craters on that surface without erasing the old craters. So this is quite a neat technique, and it's produced some really quite compelling maps of the moon.
And you can find that research, along with its incredible images, in the Journal of Geophysical Research.